This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new memo from the Federal Department of Transportation is putting funding at risk for Colorado roads. Officials at the DOT issued a memo this week that prioritizes funding projects in states with high birth rates and those that comply with federal immigration enforcement. Colorado has a lower birth rate than the national average and has limited how much law enforcement can cooperate with federal immigration officials. In a statement, Governor Jared Polis' administration says the order is, quote, ludicrous on its face. The president of CSU Pueblo has resigned after an independent investigation found he had violated a university policy. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Armando Valdez says he disagrees with the conclusions of the investigation, but recognized that it caused him to lose the confidence of the Board of Governors and CSU system leadership. Colorado State University wouldn't name the nature of the violation, stating it's a personnel matter. Valdez became president of the university last February. He was a longtime academic professor at Adams State University and served as the state director of USDA Rural Development in Colorado and operates a family farm and ranch. The board has asked Rico Munn, former superintendent of Aurora Public Schools, to serve as interim president. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Two Colorado Springs voters are suing their city council after it moved to repeal a voter-approved recreational marijuana ordinance. The suit was filed today by an Air Force veteran and a medical marijuana shop owner. They say ignoring the result of the election violates the Constitution. Plaintiffs are asking a judge to block the repeal measure from being put on the ballot later this year. This is CPR News.